Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Potsy and Leighton here this morning. Time to meet another one of the entrants in the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest for 2018, which of course is supported by Triple M.
And joining us in the studio, the one, the only, Catherine Graham.
Oh, thanks, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
That's a very over-the-top introduction.
I know. It's like round one, you know.
Well, I am the last one, of course.
Yes. We've now, with your visit this morning, Catherine, we've met all the girls that are participating in the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest for 2018. So, how did you get involved in the quest?
Look, after watching a couple of friends over the last couple of years go through it, I actually joined last year as an entrant. And
you enjoyed the experience?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, okay.
I did quite a lot. I've always wanted to get into fundraising and community work. So, doing it last year was absolutely fantastic, and although I didn't win, I actually joined one of our charities on the boards, which happens to be one of our charities for this year as well. So went through that for the last 6 months with helping them out with Wagga Takes Two as well. So I actually haven't stopped fundraising for the past 12 months.
So you're like a perennial Miss Wagga Quest entrant.
A bit like that,
yeah. You just can evergreen.
Yeah, just keep going.
Big word.
I need more coffee.
I know.
Big word. That's on my mind.
I know. I need
a
coffee.
That's a very, very large one for this morning.
So, Catherine, is that a rarity, like, for someone to do it twice?
I think so. I've been told that it has happened before. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not the first person to do it, but breaking all the rules.
All right. Now, who is your sponsor?
So my sponsor this year is Complete Skin Wagga, which you can find on the corner of Docker Street, which is, they do skin specialists and et cetera. It's owned by Dr. Tim Caton.
Dr. Tim, yep.
So who's a fantastic supporter of my own.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's good that they're looking after you on your journey through this year's Miss Wagga Wagga Quest. Now, the recipient organisations this year, obviously you've alluded to one. I think it's fascinating that you got so involved in the process that you've actually now jumped on the board of one of the charities. That's great.
I'm a bit crazy. I've got to say, I don't stop going. It's one weekend after another. I've always got something happening, whether or not it's a Miss Wagga Quest event or whether or not it's one of the events for the charity.
Doing it last year, then deciding I want to do it again, you must get a real buzz out of the event itself.
Yeah. Yeah, there's times where I don't even eat during events. I usually am in the bar because I work in a bottle shop most of the time. So when I'm at a fundraising event, I'm usually in the bar and organising that. Mm. So when I'm like, right, guys, we're running out of booze and money and this and that, and just run. Go.
The recipient organisations this year, the girls are raising money for all of these great organisations.
So we have 7 local beneficiaries. Bear with me. we have the Amy St. Clair Melanoma Trust, the Saturday Morning Bowling League, Country Hope, the Leisure Company, Ronald McDonald House, Wagga Women's Health Centre, and Specialist Medical Resources Foundation, which is the charity that I'm on the board for.
And you're right, they do a lot of stuff, which means you would be very, very busy. They've got the Elton John Billy Joel tribute show coming
up soon. Yes, so Josh McKellar and Michael Peacock are doing a Elton John tribute show at the Commercial Club on the 4th and 5th of August. And there's very limited tickets available for that now. So if you're interested in those guys, head down and get your tickets.
All right. While we're talking about fundraising events, what's coming up for the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest?
It's less than 2 weeks away, guys. So there's very limited time to get your tickets. And we do have relatively limited tickets available as well. So we've got a local tasting at Barambler Winery on the Saturday, the 29th of July, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you're interested in grabbing transport, we do have a bus available for $50. Otherwise, you can make your own way there for $45. We have entertainment provided by Caleb and Alexander Richards. And we have wines provided by Barambler Wines, Coolum and Cheese, and Junie Licorice and Chocolate.
And you'll be behind the bar serving.
I hope not. I hope I get to enjoy some of these things today at the event.
If we want more info on that,
so head to the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest website, yep, or head to trybooking.com and search local tasting at Barambola Winery.
Now, you've got to be doing a sausage sizzle at Bunnings, surely.
We are. Of course we are. Got to go and head to Bunnings for a Miss Wagga snag on the 12th of August. We'll be cooking up from about 9 till 4pm on Saturday the 12th of August. Head down and say hello to the girls. We always welcome everyone to come down and have a low, say hello.
And very quickly, how are you going with the new crop of entrants? Are you getting on with them all?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, funnily enough, about four of us all went to the same school for a few years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's quite ironic, really, how all the girls know one another. It is a really close knit group going through.
Both myself and Jess Smith last year were two track girls. So this year we've got four. So I was 2009 alumni and goes 2010, 11, 12. Yeah. It's a great sentiment to the school, the Riverine Anglican College. So we're actually planning on going and visiting and speaking to them as well in the near future.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Left the best to last, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Tickets. If you want tickets for the tasting, the wine tasting, Bramble Wines.
No, look, we have now, with Catherine joining us this morning, we've now met all the girls that are participating in the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest for 2018. We wish them all the very best.
Thank you very much, guys.
In all seriousness, out of all the entrants that we've had in here, you are one of them.
Hey, I used that line when I was selling meat raffle tickets for the night. I would say, it was like, hey guys, no, I've definitely sold the winning ticket tonight.
Yeah,
I've sold the winning ticket tonight.
To 100 people.
Yes.
Thank you, Catherine, for coming in, and all the best with the rest of the journey for the quest for 2018.
Thank you very much.
And of course, Triple M proud to be a partner of the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest for 2018.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.